Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayishlach. Daf Torah this week, Sefer Avadya. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, there's only one Perek of Sefer Avadya. Pasuk says, Hinei Katoin Nesaticha Bagoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says concerning Esav, I have made you very small, very weak by the Goyim. Amongst all the nations, you're the smallest, you're the weakest. Doesn't seem like that always. Esav seems to be strong. But essentially, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hinei Katoin Nesaticha Bagoyim. Amongst all the nations, you're the smallest. Bazui Ata Ma'oid. You are so filled with shame, you're so cheap, you're so lowly. Rashi explains this pasuk. Even though in Chumash, his father said he's Bnei HaGadol, Yitzchak referred to Esav as Bnei HaGadol, Hashem says, by me you're not Gadol. Katoin Nesaticha. By me I consider you small. Then Rashi says on the pasuk, Bazui Ata Ma'oid. What does it mean that you're so filled with shame? You're so embarrassed? You're so lowly? It says Rashi, Shaloi Hoyu Ma'amidin Melech Ben Melech. They never had their own dynasty of kings. They always had to import kings from other places. Like you see, at the end of this week's parasha even speaks about all the Malachim that Edom had before Klal Yisrael had David HaMelech. And they're just kings being brought from other countries. So they can't even put together their own king. That's Bazui Ata Ma'oid, according to Rashi. Now, Medrash says, and the Baal Turim in Parshas Toldos also brings this, something else on the word Bazui Ata Ma'oid. Medrash says, on Bazui Ata Ma'oid, concerning the Metzias, the essence of Esav, says the Medrash, it says in Megillas Esther, Vayivez be'enov the shloach yod b'mordechai levadai. Haman found it below his dignity, below his cover, to just attack Mordechai, and he decided to attack all of Klal Yisrael. So the same word vayivez, and he found it disdainful, he found it lowly, found it degrading, that it says by Haman, you find also by Esav, when it says vayivez Esav as abachaira. So the Medrash says, Bazui ben Bazui, lahalon ksiv, vayivez Esav es abachayra, v'kan vayivez be'enav. So, says the Medrash, Haman, who is a descendant of Esav, is a Bazui ben Bazui, he's a shameful person, the son of a shameful person, or someone that embarrasses and insults the son of someone that insults. Because vayivez be'enav, he could have just said he didn't want to attack Mordechai alone. Vayivez means his attitude was an attitude of being disdainful and mocking and putting down. And he got this, he inherited this from Esav, who also had this midah of Vayivez Esav Esabachayra. The Yalkut says in Esther, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Haman, Buza ben Buza, you are someone who is essentially a lowlife and a shameful person, the son of a shameful person. Vayivez Esav Esabachayra, Vayivez Be'enav. Hine katoin nesaticha, says Yalkut Shemayni, Agayim. I'm making you the littlest, the smallest. Bazui ata ma'oid. And you are someone that's a lowlife. So they're darshaning the lashon of bazui, vayivez. And this is the pshat in the pasuk in Naftarah when it says bazui ata ma'oid. Means your midah is someone that puts things down because you're down. The reason why you knock things down is because you feel down yourself. The reason why you mock everything, because you have a worthless attitude of yourself. This is the Medrash. We want to understand more in Mirat Hashem what exactly is this midah of Bizui that Esav HaRasha had. Well, the Gemara in Baba Basra, after Zion Obey, a famous Gemara we learned a few years ago, the Gemara said on this Haftarah a couple of years ago, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chamesh Averis Over Oisei Rasha Oisei Yon. Esav HaRasha, he doesn't even want to call him by his name, Rabbi Yochanan, was over in five Averis on the day that Avraham Avinu passed away. Baal Nara Marasa, he did Znus with a woman that was engaged, Erison. V'harag es HaNefesh, and he killed someone. V'kafar Be'ikar, and he was Kaifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough. V'kafar B'tchias HaMesim, and each one of these four things the Gemara learns from a pasuk, and then there's a fifth. V'shat Esav b'chayra, and he was a vaze the b'chayra, and that of course we learn from the pasuk, Vayivez Esav Esav Bechayr. And the big question is, we're speaking about tremendous averis that he did. Kofar be'ikar, reitzeach, kofar b'chiyas ha'mesim. How does, on this list, get this avera of Ayivez, Esav Bechayr, Yivaza Bechayr? I mean, if he doesn't believe in Hashem, he's going to Yivaza everything in Yiddishkeit. What's so particular, what's so important? Why are we stressing, out of all the averis, that he's a vaza de bechayra? If he's off the derech, he'll make fun of anything. He'll make fun of chametz, he'll make fun of matzah, he'll make fun of lulav, he'll make fun of shayfer, he'll make fun of tzitzis. Why are we stressing, vayivez esav esav bechayra? What's so, why is this making from the big five averis of esav? So, we would say a number of different things, kipshutai. We could say a little couple different ideas, until we get to the main thing we want to say. One thing we could say is, on the Medrash Rabbah, in Parshas Toldos, Parshas Samach Gimel, the Medrash says, we'll see more about this soon, says the Medrash, Vayoichal Vayesht, Hichnis Imoy Katshel Peritzim. He brought in with him a group of scorners, a group of poor people, prasta people, negative, bad people. Amrin, they said, Nechol Didei V'Gechalav, you go eat his food, and we'll laugh at him while you're eating. So he brought in people to laugh at Yaakov. And then the Medrash says, Tani Bar Kapara, Ulefish Ayu Kimisachakim, since they were playing around and joking, Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Sichakimayim, Hashem says, I'll play along. V'Kiyim HaBachar LeYaakov, Hashem played along and allowed Yaakov to get the Bachar. So we're going to speak to Hashem explaining in a couple of different ways exactly what this Bezionis was. So Rabbeinu Bachai, in Parshas Toldos, he asks a question. How come the Torah speaks about that Yaakov was cooking a nazid, some type of cooked food, and Esav saw it, and he wanted it, and he sold it, and he bought it. And after the deal, Torah tells us he gave him nazid adashim. So we don't find out what the cooked food was until afterwards. We don't find out it was adashim until afterwards. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, the reason why the Torah doesn't tell you to afterwards, because Esav, when he bought it, had no idea what it was. While he was buying it, Esav himself didn't know what it was. That's why he says, Haliteini na, mina adam, adam, he just saw it was something red. Maybe it was fruit punch. Maybe it was a chunk with a lot of paprika. Maybe it was adashim. Maybe it was tomato soup. He had no idea what it was. He thought it was something red. And he didn't even care. It didn't matter what it was. He just, the Bechayah was so cheap by him, so unimportant, so he says, Halitaino and Adam Adam, he doesn't even know what he's getting. And in that way, says Rabbeinu Bachai, shows how much he was mevaze the Bachai. That's part of what Rabbeinu Bachai says. Shem, you see the whole thing inside, he adds more. Another aspect we could say of how terrible the bezayin of Esav was, showing how much of a mockery he was, Maral, in Sefer Archadish on Megillas Esther, says, Vayivez Be'enov by Haman L'Shleach Yad Mordechai, says, anybody who can mock another human being who's made B'Tselem Elikim, anybody who has this Midah, who just makes fun and laughs and scorns other people, it shows there's a certain Hashchasa inside him, a certain lowliness inside him. Why are you mocking other people? Why are you making fun of people? Like we said, he brought in people and made fun, they were just laughing. That's a terrible, terrible rishis. It shows that you don't recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't recognize the chashivas of people, and you just laugh at people. That's a terrible midah in itself. The Yidei Maisha on the Medrash Rabbah says, you know, he bought this food, and he was eating it in front of his host. Yaakov had cooked the food. Now it's Darach Eretz, when you're a guest by somebody, you have respect. You don't start making fun of the food in front of the balabas. Imagine someone comes to your house and they start laughing at your food in front of your face. And this is what was happening, what Yaakov had prepared the food, and Esav with his buddies, with his gang, were making fun of the food in front of Yaakov. That's a special, despicable behavior. To do such a thing, a certain type of low life, certain lowliness to go along and be able to do that. So that's how the Dei Moshe is Masber, the terrible Vayivez Esav as a Bechayr. And I'm sure you could find many more. But we want to focus today on the Mahalach of the Be'er Yosef and Parshas Toldos. And before we do that, we'll just add one more thing. Medrash HaGadol, not the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash HaGadol in Parshas Toldos, when it speaks about the selling of the Bechayra, So the Medrash says, Ma asa, what did he do? Hischil makil kehiles al Yaakov. He started bringing in lots of groups into Yaakov. Va'aymer lehen. And he told them, Yoidim aten ma'asisi lezeh. You know what I did to this guy, to Yaakov? Achalti adashav, vishasisi yeinai, sechakti bai, umachat aleiz b'cherasi. He says, I had a good time with him. I ate his food, drank his wine, laughed and laughed at him. We had a good time at his expense, and all I had to do was just give him a silly little thing b'chayra. Amar lo Yaakov, echol ve'yahancha. Yaakov said, eat and enjoy. So Yaakov told him back. Amar lo Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata bezises ha'b'chayra, chayecha shani noisen oisva bozoi l'dayris. Forever you'll be considered bozoi. Yechsev, hinei kotei nisaticha b'gayim, bazui atam ma'ay. This becomes in your genetic code. And again, it crops up and you see it again in a big time by Haman, who inherited this special, disgusting midah from Esav, passed down till it came out very big by Haman. And that's what we used against Mordechai and all of Klal Yisrael. So we want to explain it today. Be'ikar, you know, we said a couple nice little mahalach on what the Bizi is. We want to stress mahalach of the Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef, and Pashas told us, he says that in addition to everything we said, maybe, he says he thinks that the aspect of the Bezayin was Bezayin Talmidei Chachamim. And we'll give a little hakdama to this Be'er Yosef about Bezayin Talmidei Chachamim. Of course, this is a very big topic, probably never ends, but the Gemara says in Shabbat Daf Kuf Yutes, Amar Rav Yehuda, Leicharva Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shebizu Ba Talmidei Chachamim. Yerushalayim was destroyed for one reason, because of Rebaza Talmidei Chacham. A lot of reasons there on the Gemara, each time it says only for this reason. This is obviously a reason in itself that Yerushalayim could have been destroyed was because of the Bizayin of Talmidei Chachamim. Maybe he's not your Rav, maybe he's not your Shita, he's not your Mahalach, but the Rebaza Talmidei Chachamim, that's the reason for Yerushalayim being destroyed. Shenemar, like it says, it brings a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, by the time of Chorban Bayis Rishon. Vayiyu mal'ivim malachi elikim. They were being disgraceful and insulting to Malachi Elikim. Uvoizim dvarav, and insulting his words. Umitatim in Aviyav, and they were just making pure fun and mockery of all his Aviyim. Ad alois chamas Hashem ba'amoy. Ad le'ein mirpakel. Hashem got so angry, there was no way to be healed anymore, and Yerushalayim had to be destroyed. Now, many Mepharshim say, look in the Mashah, the Malachi Elikim and the Nevi'im are referring to Talmidei Chachamim. Those are the Malachi Elikim. Like the Gemara says, that's how the Mashah learns his Gemara, that the Malachim, the Nevi'im are referring to Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says afterwards, Amrav Yehuda Merav, Kol Mevazah Talmid Chachim, Ein Lei Refu'ul Lemakosai. There's no Refu'ul. Ad Le'ein Marpe. How can he be healed? He's very, very sick. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he actually says an amazing pshat in his Gemara, how the Gemara pulled out that's going on to Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam writes, in Perek Vav, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Lach Yid Aleph, Avoyin Godel Hu Levazis Es HaChachamim Oy L'Sonoisam. To either be insulting to them, to be non-respectful to them, or to hate them is an Avoyin Godel, tremendous Aveira. Le'chor Yerushalayim, says the Rambam, Ad Shebozo Bar Talmidei Chachamim, Shenemar, Vayu Malivim Melachi Elikim Boizim Dvar Mesatim and Neviyot. Klaimar explains the Rambam Boizim Melamde Dvarai. So the Rambam learns as Alacha Mishnah is Masber. Malivim Melachi Elikim might be referring to Malachim. Umetatim and Neviyot might be referring to Neviim. But Uboizim Dvarav, Boizim Dvar means those that taught the word of Hashem. Talmidei Chacham that disseminate and teach, and are Marbid Torah, they are Mevaza them. V'chein Zeh Sha'amr Torah Mechukaisei Tim Asu. What does it mean, says the Rambam, when it says, M'chukaisi timasu? Milamnei chukaisi timasu. If you'll be disgusted of those that teach the Torah. The Farshim explained, this is Ein Refu'ulim HaKasai. He will not be getting Olam Haba. V'rehu b'chlal, this is included in the famous pasuk, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. Why? Lach Mishnah is Mazbe, because the Gemara says, and the Kesem Mishnah, because the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, that Dvar Hashem Baza is an apikiris. And then the Gemara later on discusses apikiris, and one of the examples which the Rambam was passing like is Vaza Talmud Chacham, is Dvar Hashem Baza. Now, Dvar Hashem Baza is very serious pasuk, because the continues and says will be kares, or someone like that. So it's a very, very tremendous aveira. That's my agdama. The Be'er Yosef himself, he brings medvish that says in Parshas Lech Lecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Va'avarcha mevarachecha mekalelcha o'ar, says the medvish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more machmir by his own tzaddikim's kavod than his own personal kavod. Because when it comes to Hashem's own kavod, the pasuk says, very famous pasuk in Pirkei Avos, but it's a pasuk in Mishlei, but it's brought down in Pirkei Avos, ki mechabdai achabed. Hashem says, those that give me respect, I'll respect them back. Uboizai, those that embarrass me, those that mevaza Hashem, yekalu means they'll fall apart. Hashem's not going to personally be mevaza them, but they're going to be getting this yonis back. But by the call of the tzaddik, by Avraham Avinu, it says, Hashem says, I will personally curse him back. So Hashem is more makbar on the covet of a tzaddik. The Zohar HaKadosh Marashas B'Shalach, Bar Yosef brings, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more makbar and he wants more, he cares more about the covet of a tzaddik more than his own. And the Zohar gives two examples. Sancheirev was Mecharef and Megadef. He said blasphemy against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel. But when he picked up his hand against Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, out came the Malach Hashem and killed his whole Mechere. Yerubbaal Menevat, says the Zohar, was Oivet Avodah Zarah, was Maktert Avodah Zarah, he Shachtet Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Tavei anything from him yet. Hashem sent Idai Hanavi to go give Musar to Yerubbaal. Yerubbaal picked up his hand to go strike Idai. What happened? Yerubbaal and his hand was paralyzed, like it says in Malachim. So you see that Hashem was more Makbid by the cover of Tamid HaChachamim. And he learns that this group of friends, these buddies, these terrible gangsters that came along with Esav that were coming in and out and making fun, they weren't just making fun of the Bechaira. They were laughing at Yaakov. They were saying, Yaakov, what does he know? A silly little thing. What's Bechaira? What's it worth? Like Rashi says in Chumash, Vayivez Esav as a Bechaira. Hey, Elov HaKosei, the Torah is telling you that don't just think that it was, you know, subtly, or, you know, it wasn't really his point. It came from hunger. No, he actively was a vaze, the Bechaira, and who was involved in the Bechaira, which is Yaakov himself. They were laughing in Yaakov. They were vaze, the Talmud Chacham of Yaakov Avinu. And that's what was a big tainanin was, bringing in all those people and shows the kind of hashchasas hanefesh he had, and that was passed down to Haman, who had the same hashchas and hate to Mordechai. The same hate that Rishayim, Yimach Shemam, have especially to Rabbanim and Talmidei Chachamim, like everybody knows from the Second World War, how the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, besides all their hate and sinna, especially to the Rabbanim and Talmidei Chachamim, they were out to get them more than anybody else. And Hashem saw how much Esav was involved with his Latsanis against the Talmidei Chachamim, like we said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, from now on, in my eyes, you're katan. I'm playing along with you, Esav. You're going to lose the Bechaira forever. Hine katoy nisaticha bagoyim bazui atama oid. You're not just someone that mocks others. You are laughter. Shem said, I'm laughing at you from now on. Like the Stipler writes in Birchas Paris and Pashas Toldos, that Esav originally thought that he was laughing at and making a joke out of Yaakov and fooling Yaakov. But he says at the end of the day, the Stipler disguise, Esav realized that the only one who he had fooled was himself. The only one that he really was laughing at ultimately was himself. The last laugh was on Esav. Bazui atah ma'od.